This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website. www.ceoforum.ceo. Hello, America. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Mike Gregoire. How are you, Mike?
I'm great, Robert. How are you?
Good. And Mike is the CEO of CA Technologies. And I want to start off talking about one concept that you talk about frequently that you've really led the business economy in, which is application economy. Talk about what application economy means to you.
Well, one of the things we noticed years ago is that every company was trying to become a software company, and the reason for that is they're trying to get closer to their customers digitally, and the only way to do that is to build applications that really instantiate all the products and services and support that they offer their customers. So when we used to think we were competing with other software companies, we're competing for talent with just about every company in the world. And one of the good news is about all of this competition for talent is they needed a lot of products and services that we had.
So let's talk about CA Technologies. It's a very busy space. As you say, every company is now becoming a software company. What do you do differently?
We try to make it very easy for someone to go from idea to outcome. And if you're thinking of how you're going to make that happen, it's going to be in software. So we provide the project management. We provide the building of tools. We provide all of the orchestration to figure out what platform that application should be run on, whether it be in the private cloud, a hybrid cloud, a mobile device. And then we have all of the security and instrumentation to make sure that when that product gets out in front of your customer, it's trusted and it's an instantiation of your brand.
How do you view the current situation in terms of talent and the workforce in technology?
Well, first of all, we don't have enough people with the skills to take on the current jobs that we have, and that's going to be like that for the next foreseeable future. When you think about the raw material, we need to be focusing on young adults and early grade 8 going into high school students and start shaping their mindset where a future in STEM is going to be one that's exciting and productive. When you take a look at our raw material, primarily in the United States and the G7 nations, we have a very low attention rate to science, technology, engineering, and math. Now, when we broaden that out onto a global perspective, we still are struggling because when you take a look at income disparity, people who have STEM skills earn a higher income, and the people who don't fall further and further behind way quicker than the people that are entering the STEM workforce. So we need to have a much, much better private-public partnership in solving this problem. And it's not a U.S. problem. It's a global problem. And to the extent that we can use technology to help bridge this gap, I think that that's going to be something that we all find enlightening.
Let's look at another problem, which is the problem of data and who owns the data. Now, I remember speaking with someone at IBM, and she was really excited. She said, you know, we never own the data. We always want our companies, our clients, to own the data. But right now, who owns data could be cut. Data is almost like a resource.
For example, one of the up-and-coming technologies that everybody talks about is the concept of artificial intelligence. When you think of artificial intelligence, the raw material for artificial intelligence is data. So the closer you have the algorithm to the data and the quality of the data is going to inform the artificial intelligence application, make it more accurate and make it more self-learning. But here's the rub. Who owns that data? My perspective is everybody should own their own data and have explicit understanding of what that data is being used for. Now, there are side effects with that. For example, if you take a look at a company like Facebook, Facebook has the data of who you are. And Google has the data of what you want.
Wait. That is really interesting. So I've never heard Facebook is who you are and data is what you want.
Well, if you take a look at, you were to project an image of yourself on Facebook. When you do that, you are making the decision that you want other people to see that. But you're going to want to have more insight to who gets to see that.
So let's talk about CA Technologies and its role in this future. You've won top most ethical companies for the past 3 years. You've been one of the best places to work for multicultural women. And you built a real culture that's had great success, great financial success as well. You've, Fortune 500 company, about 12,000 employees. What is the core to CA technology and what you're delivering for your culture and how that translates to the customer experience?
Sure. Well, first of all, you used all the most important words, and sometimes people overplay them, but they overplay them because they're very popular and they're meaningful. Culture matters. When we think about our company, and the very first thing we look for when we're hiring an employee is, do they fit our culture? We're not trying to be everything to everybody. We have a very specific culture. We've documented it. We measure it, and we reward it. So to the extent that we can talk about that in a specific way, and it's very easy to understand, it's difficult to live by, I think that's the first and foremost part. Secondly, it is all about customers, and there's not a product we build that does not have customer validation. We measure our customers' use of our products. We've jumped our Net Promoter Score, which we measure each and every quarter. We upped it 6 percentage points just last year. We're approaching best in class, and we're almost 12 points past the industry average. And the reason for that is if you really pay attention to customers, they will inform you of what their needs are. And if you're paying close attention to customers' needs, I think you're going to build very good products that many, many customers want.
And I know you had a special concept called Every Moment Matters in your leadership philosophy. Define what that is.
Yeah, that was an articulation of what are the top things that matter to me most from a value perspective. And I thought very deeply about these things, and it evolved over the course of 12 to 15 years where I wanted to be very intentional about how I thought about big concepts. And I'll give you one as an example. What I found over time is if you come across as self-confident, people want you to win, and they will do everything they can to help you win and be part of your team. If you come across as hierarchical and arrogant, people don't want to be around that. They want to be able to express themselves in the context of your leadership. So that's one of the points that I put in place.
Let's shift from leadership to you personally. Now, you are a cyclist, a skier, and you're known for them. You're really avid. You also, though, recently took up, was it mountain climbing?
Well, that was done on a bit of a lark with a great world-renowned rock climber, Jimmy Chin, who I ended up getting into a relationship with, talking about leadership and challenge. And in order for me to be authentic with him, he asked me to come mountain climbing with him, which I've never done before. I thought it was going to be something quite simple and a photo op. And he actually had me go climb the face of a pretty steep mountain with all of the gear in his hometown. And it was something I didn't envision ever doing, but it was a great experience, and it really walked me into his world and let you understand where fear is. And if you're with somebody you trust, you can really do things that you never thought you were able to do before.
Was there any specific lesson you learned from this about leadership?
Well, I think it's the concept of letting go and really trusting someone that's an expert and being willing to absorb the lesson that they're trying to teach you.
So let's go. We have about a minute and a half left. Let's talk about CEOs. As CEO of CA Technologies, What is your advice to CEOs in succeeding in the application economy?
Well, I think the first part is really understanding your customers and what they want. And that's going to lead you into the digital economy. And then you have to make the very difficult decision. Is your team equipped for the mission? You know, a lot of legacy business models don't lend themselves as easily to the digital environment. So you have to make a conscious choice of bringing in new people that really understand that, but also invest in the people you have because they have subject matter expertise that will be blended with the digital environment that I don't think you'll get if you only go to the outside or the free agency market to bring in digital talent.
And if you had one sentence on your leadership philosophy to sum everything up, what would that one sentence be?
I would say over-pivot on culture because that will drive long-term success.
And there you have it. We have been speaking on the CEO Show with Mike Gregoire, a great leader. A pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Great to be on the show, Robert.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm Bill Peters, and this is the CEO Show. I'm here today with Igor Camille, and I know I didn't get that pronunciation
right. That's right.
How are you, Igor?
I'm fine. Good morning. Good morning.
Folks, for all of you out there, Igor is has a very, very interesting company. He is the founder and CEO of a company called BankX. I think it's best if you explain to our 700,000 listeners what is BankX.
BankX is our trademark, first of all, for the company named BankX. And BankX, we choose the BankX as a trademark because it means bank exchange. So it's exchange that we are building for banks. We want them to trade between each other with different products. And the second meaning is ex-bankers, because most of the top management and most of the founding partners in the team, so who joined me, they're ex-bankers.
Oh, okay. Like former bankers, I guess you'd say.
Yeah,
the
former bankers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the company, the business model is something called Proof of Asset Protocol, and that in itself is sort of a big phrase. Kind of simplify it for our listeners. What is the business model of the company?
Yeah, the business model of the company is a Proof of Asset Protocol. It's similar what is now on a gold standard. So we
the gold standard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it means that we issue some token on the blockchain. So it's a digital record, something that is represent value, and we have this value proven by proof of asset protocol. So there is some metal, some cash flow, so something behind the token, and that's why the token has proven value.
There's a history, basically, right?
Yeah.
That's a history of transactions, right?
Yeah, the history and predictions. So there is both the history and also our estimation. Was the money going to be generated, or was the value going to be generated?
So you interface then with financial institutions, correct?
Yeah, correct. That's why ex-bankers or former bankers.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, yeah. So because we come here to help to make evolution in financial industry. So
evolution in financial industry.
Yeah. Okay. It comes from my background. I'm a former head of innovation for one of the leading banks in Eastern Europe, and I was judge for the main innovation competition for all the banks except for United States, for America. So it was based in Amsterdam. All of them come, and there are 30 judges from over the world. So I was one of them. So, and the Turkish banks won, or some Spanish like AXA, and so we basically selected who is the best. And I saw this inside, and then I left my company, left the bank to build business for them, to help them to innovate.
Now, for all of you folks listening out there, Igor has a very, very interesting background. First off, you were born in the Ukraine,
yeah,
right? Raised
right,
in the Ukraine,
right.
And he actually has 4 master's degrees, and this is really phenomenal. So he's got a master's degree in physics, economics, journalism, and from Stanford University, an MBA. And you're a fairly young guy, so how did this all come about?
It came from, I was born in the small city in Ukraine, which is 30,000 people. So I liked math and physics when I was young. And my mother was a teacher of language and some philological, so that's why both. That's why mathematics and journalism. Yeah, and then I'm basically when I used to go to the university, I wanted to follow a couple tracks, but we cannot there, like in ex-Soviet Union, where we are not able to choose two tracks altogether. So that's why I was supposed to go to different universities in order to have some studies in physics and then have some studies like in literature and soft skills.
Okay.
So that's why I was following two tracks, and I like to kind of finish what I'm starting to do. So that's why I got my 2 degrees.
Wow. I got to tell you, Igor, it's really impressive. And, you know, a little bit about BankX. Obviously, for those of you who don't know, it was started in 2016. And last year, in 2017, it was named as one of the top 50 fintech firms in the United States, correct?
In UK.
In the UK.
In the UK.
Oh, okay. I apologize. Well, that's just almost as good, I think, if not probably better. And you're in the top 20 in token sales, right?
Yeah, last year. Yeah.
Okay. So, and just sort of delve into that a little bit more. So we talk about the Bitcoin and the token, and token sales means that you've created this thing that has a history, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it represents currency, correct?
Yeah, the token sales, there is a huge science behind token sales right now. There are two types of tokens. There is security token and something which is named utility or commodity token or currency.
Right.
Yeah, correct. So we made token sales for the currency that is used by financial organizations in order to talk to each other, so in order to exchange values, so assets.
Okay.
So they started using this currency right now in order to exchange values that is proven.
Can you give me an example of that?
Yeah, we have some proof of concepts with a Japanese bank right now. We have also separate tokens that we are launching. One of them, I will give you example from our Hong Kong operations. So in Hong Kong, we are launching the tokens that is backed by platinum inventory.
Igor, we've got about 2 minutes left, and I want to ask a question that's on the minds of a lot of people that are listening today. You know, we hear the term securitization and tokenization. Why is tokenization better than securitization? And it just take a minute to just sort of explain to our listeners the difference between the two.
So tokenization is another way for, it's kind of another life for securitization. So it's securitization that leverage blockchain and technology, and this brings to the table two main advantages. So one of them is decreasing the cost of securitization. So securitization,
it's actually decreasing the cost of securitization.
Yeah, it requires a lot of like legal lawyer efforts, trustees, payment agents. So in every securitization, there are at least like eight different companies involved, and all of them should be paid, like a lot of paperwork done. So so that's why you need a volume to increase the cost. And the second one is working with decentralized assets. So you can work with the assets distributed. You don't have to be in one place. You're decreasing the cost. You have decentralized assets altogether, which means you can make a tokenization of much more assets than right now. So you don't need all of them to be in one bank with expensive lawyers.
Sure.
You can work with them distributed to many, many small families or shops. Or.
Terrific. Now, last question. If someone wanted to learn more about BankX, what is your website?
Yeah, it's bankx.com.
That's bankx.com. And on that note, I want to thank you, Igor, for being on the CEO show today.
Thank you.
Do It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, America. I'm Bill Peters, and this is the CEO Show. Today, we are sitting with Susie Batisse. Susie, how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Well, it's great to have you here. Susie is getting quite famous. She is the founder and CEO of a company called Poo-Pourri. Now, before you think of anything else, it is Poo-Pourri. And Susie, why don't you talk a little bit about what Poo-Pourri is?
Yeah, thank you. Poo-Pourri is a before-you-go bathroom spray. Before you go. Do you get that? So you actually spray it on the surface of the toilet bowl before you go to the bathroom, do your business, and you walk out, and people go, wow. And you go, I smell like roses or lemons.
And to all of our listeners out there, how great is that? I mean, it an amazing invention. And I have to mention that this is just not a startup. Susie's been at this for a while now, and they're over a $300 million company. If you haven't seen the YouTube video, you have to go on YouTube, and probably all you have to do is Google Poo-Pourri, right?
Poo-Pourri, yeah, and the video is called Girls Don't Poop,
and
but they do.
275 million views. How about that? I mean, that is just absolutely incredible.
Poop is popular.
So, Susie, you spent the first four decades of your life sort of playing by the rules. Mm-hmm. Talk about what you thought. What is playing by the rules?
Well, I did all the normal things that you do in business. Like, I'll pat your back if you pat mine. You know, I'll override and compromise if I just push through and make it happen. You know, not really going towards things that turned me on, but the way you're supposed to do it. Always seeking outside advice from advisors. And I really never tuned into myself to see what do I want and what feels good. And that, I thought that's the way you did it. That's the way everybody said you did it. And then, and my second bankruptcy, when I was 38 in 2001 when the stock market crashed, I was done with that world. I was like, okay, this is
now,
ridiculous.
Did you have your own business at that time?
I did. I was doing recruiting, and I came up with an idea for a recruiting platform that matched a person's culture with a company's culture. That was about 20 years too. Yeah.
Today, it sounds like a great idea.
Exactly. But this was back, so, you know, it was all the .com frenzy. And I was about to get $5 million in funding. So I had all psychologists and these big boards, and that's the way I thought you did it. And it was a good idea. But it wasn't an alive idea within me. So the stock market crashed. I lost everything, literally, like my cars, my house. I'll never forget the sound of the tow truck thinking, oh, my God, I can't believe that my worst feels are actually happening. And then after that, I wanted nothing to do with business. Like, I was done. I decided to go on a spiritual sabbatical, forget about business.
And then you had an aha moment.
Yeah. So before that, I deemed myself the worst entrepreneur in the world. I was like, I've had a gazillion businesses. I've still sold stuff out of the trunk of my car, and nothing just worked in a big way. And then I was at a dinner party. So I had this spiritual sabbatical. I decide, you know what? I need to go inside, and I need to find out who I am and what do I really want. Then I'm at a dinner party, and my brother-in-law says, can bathroom odor be trapped? And it was this moment of, like, I felt this chill up my arm, and I was like, I can do that.
And I remember hearing you talk about that you had some experience with oils, right?
Yes, aromatherapy. It was my hobby. And I was always making, like, relaxing spritzers or something, you know, something to go to sleep, something to energize me, but never thought about it as a business.
Okay.
It was just a hobby.
Okay.
So whenever he said that, like, I knew I could do this. And the idea just didn't leave me alone. It just kept coming back over and over. I'm up all night. I'm studying. I'm researching. Never thought about it being a business at all. I was just interested in bringing this idea into the world. So it took me about 9 months to formulate it, 14 hours a day. Finally, one day, my husband at the time walks out of the bathroom and says, oh, my God, we're going to be millionaires. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, you just took the smell out of, I'll say, poop. So, and then the idea was so good, I couldn't keep it to myself.
Uh-huh.
So I just, people wanted me to make it. They kept calling me, and then more and more. And
okay,
the next
so you had this incredible vision.
Mm-hmm.
Vision without execution is daydreaming.
Exactly.
So how did you go from the vision to the execution?
Yeah, I just kept following. So what happened is I was really pulled towards, like I said, there was no master plan that I'm going to have poopery in every bathroom in the world, right? It was just like, oh my gosh, I have an idea, and I would go towards that idea, and then I would go towards the next one and the next one, and I literally was just taking step by step in what naturally arose as an impulse. But that's the action you have to take. If I would just have said, oh, yeah, I can do that, and then never answered the call, right, of this inspiration, then I wouldn't be here today. And that's still what I do. Like, I don't have a big plan. I just go, yeah, that sounds good. Let's go do that. But I show up. Yeah. So I love what you said about execution. Most people say they want to be an entrepreneur, and I go, what have you done? They're like, nothing. I'm like, okay, well, it's not going to work.
So we really got to spend a few minutes. We're here in Dallas, Texas today at the Conscious Capitalism Conference, and we're very thankful that they've allowed us to come down and interview some terrific CEOs like Susie. What does conscious capitalism mean to you?
Conscious capitalism to me is like, how can we do business consciously? Today I gave a talk on what if energy were our new currency? Okay, what if we really looked at the health and the energy we were putting out in the world, the energy we were putting out with our employees? What are we actually doing in the world? And that could be having, I just fired a $6 million client because it's just not fun. The business was horrible. I actually lost money.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, but I did.
I wonder how many CEOs would actually do that.
Exactly. But what I knew is in our bandwidth of energy, that took up so much energy. We weren't making any money. We weren't having fun. It was draining our company. So I fired them and said, okay,
now,
you know what?
Now, let's stop for a second because this isn't something that happens every day. And I know our listeners would like to know a little bit more detail. How did you go about firing a $6 million customer?
I called them. Well, they wanted to have a meeting about our business, and it was like top to top, you know, so like the heads of this big business wanted to meet with me, and I let them know I'm not coming. And they said, why aren't you coming? I said, as I've been analyzing our business, and we've been together 6 years, I said, every single year you cut my margins, you know, I'm always jumping through hoops, doing things for you. It's stressing my team out. We're not having any fun. And I just realized I lost $250,000 last year of profit by doing business with you.
So why bother?
Why bother?
We'll find it someplace else.
And not to be rude, I said, you know what? I said, I need to be making money. You need to be making money. This isn't a win-win. So I'm not coming.
How great is that?
Yeah.
I love that story.
I mean, it's scary.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, now they want to look at their margins and do everything. You know, the takeaway does work. I always tell people, but be prepared. Prepared for it, but I wasn't doing as a manipulative move. I was doing it as like, I really...
You were sincere.
I was sincere.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this just isn't... We need to be doing stuff that turns us on.
Well, that's clearly a great specific example of how a CEO approaches conscious capitalism, you know?
Exactly.
Because you were looking out for your stakeholders who are your employees, right?
Exactly. Our employees and our life force energy that we put into the world. So if we're on this account that's draining us, think about what else is draining our creativity, our energy to do things that we could be doing a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when I look at energy as the new currency... So
energy is the new currency. That's a very interesting thought process.
Yeah, because what I realize is when I lost everything when I was 38, the biggest loss that I had was inside myself. And what I realize is if that ever happens again, I will never be in that same place. Because I've had a great time. You know what I'm saying? I've went towards good energy. I've showed up. I know within myself that I'm a better person. And if I could just use business like that, because money is energy, and how can we use that energy to do good in the world? I think that's what conscious capitalism is.
So we've got about 2 minutes left.
Okay.
Quick question. What's the future in your journey? What do you see in the future for your journey?
You know, I'm curious myself. I've been really tuning into, a lot of people want to hear me speak more. But I really know my one wish, if somebody said if you had one wish, I wish everybody knew that you could create any life that you want. That's what I really, really wish. If everybody had that, that you can do that. And I say that because not only did I file bankruptcy twice, but I've been in an abusive marriage I had to escape. I've been, you know, molested as a child. I tried to commit suicide when I was 21. So I had the life that could be a 3-season, you know, Netflix series. And what I didn't realize early on is that I actually was contributing to some of that, and I actually had more choice. So what I want to do is help people understand that that you do have choice, and the negative things that happen to you, you could be contributing to it.
Well, on that note, I'm just going to add one more time. Your website, Susie?
SusieBatiz.com. Oh, Poopery's is depends. You can get there either way. Poopery.com.
And we've had a wonderful time today speaking with Susie Batiz, and I wish you all the best of luck in the future. Thank you very much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Paul Mirabella. How are you, Paul?
Great, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And Paul Mirabella is the CEO of Havas Creative North America. Now, most people have heard of the name Havas as one of the best, biggest advertising firms in the world. Not the biggest, but one of the most agile as well. Right. Talk about what the brand really is.
Yeah, thank you. First of all, thank you for having me. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. I'll talk a little bit about Havas. We're one of the larger advertising communication company in the world. In fact, probably the oldest. 1845, believe it or not, was one of the first communication companies in the world, and we're French, and we're based in Paris. And what's interesting about Havas is that we're not the largest holding company as it relates to from a creativity and investments perspective, but we do think that we are one of the most agile, nimble, and most innovative holding companies that are out there. And we work with many of the world's best brands globally. And a lot of the campaigns that you see in the market every day, or you might hear on the radio, we're behind those campaigns.
Let's talk about what the state of advertising and messaging is. This is a digital world, and really everything has changed.
That's correct. And I think when you think about the state of advertising, a lot of people like to think about, is advertising dying? Is it the end of advertising? I have a contrarian point of view on that. I actually think this is the best time to be in advertising. And it brings me back to the mid-90s when traditional advertising was being disrupted by digital. And we all thought digital advertising was the end of radio, it was the end of TV, it was the end of newspaper. In fact, it was just the opposite. What it was doing was creating a perspective where we were creating data that allowed us to communicate to people that wanted to buy products in more innovative and interesting ways. And the companies and brands that are embracing that, the ones that are really finding new ways to connect with buyers that might want their products or services, are the ones that are succeeding in today's market.
Tell me a story of a company that really embraced digital that you're working with and you're really happy with the result.
I think
that'd be prepared, because then I might ask you for a name of a company and you won't want to give the name, but someone who didn't embrace digital.
I may do both of those for you. We'll see. The first one that I'll point to, and I think it's a campaign that is led by a very modern chief marketing officer and a very modern CEO, and that's Progressive. What makes them a great marketer is that they don't just do it on TV or they don't just do it in print. They do it by understanding when somebody is in the buying process for insurance and by connecting to that consumer in a way that's meaningful and relevant to them in a cultural way.
Okay, so you are the key. The first lesson is you need to connect with people in every single way and be consistent with your message, or does the message change based on the venue?
I think that the tone can be consistent, but I think that where people are in the purchase process, for whether it's a car or whether it's insurance or whether it's a home or whether it's a new jacket, they send signals through digital platforms. They send signals that show you where they are in the
process.
Are
you talking about unstructured data as well as structured data?
Of course, of course. Social data would be considered unstructured data. But if you look at that data, and the best brands and the best agencies are harnessing that data to understand when to send that particular consumer a particular message.
Okay, so is that like, let's say someone puts on Facebook, they're talking about, oh, we're going to have a baby, so we might need more insurance or something, like my good friend John.
Correct.
So are you then going to go as far as capture that on Facebook and do an outreach to them? Or what really happens where it's not creepy?
When a consumer sends a signal like they're having a baby on platforms like Twitter, maybe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a brand like Target might be able to recognize that data and share with them, you know, stories around we have cribs on sale, or we have carriages on sale, or whatever it might be. It allows us to be more relevant in that path to purchase, because people are going through a path to purchase, especially for a high consideration purchase versus a can of soda off mm-hmm. the shelf. They're sending signals typically, whether that's research, right? So Google is the platform where that sends the most signals out, right? It usually always starts with search. People will go to search and say, you know.
And I understand. Is all of this search knowledge that Target and everyone has access to? Where are we at right now in terms of access to all of the data?
Where I think we're getting to with data is we will have more control over our own data. And what I mean by that is...
As individuals,
right? So to me...
Almost like HIPAA compliance in healthcare?
Yeah, well, almost like that. But what I mean is, like, great advertising is advertising that's relevant to you. Right, so if you have a passion in your life, let's say you're a cyclist and you mountain bike and you're starting to see ads that are relevant to you because you've allowed brands to have access to your data, that's good advertising.
What a brilliant concept.
And that's what brands
want. And how does everyone work together then?
Well, therein is the magic, because you have to bring together people that don't have a point of view yet that is anchored in anything. But you have to pair them with people that understand brand building and business and commerce. And together is the magic. It's not one or the other, right? The world will transform. But when I look at transformation, I speak to other CEOs about it. It doesn't happen overnight. It's more of a transfusion than it is overnight. So
what are the core characteristics of a transformative CEO to you? Because you're at a unique position. You're not just transforming your organization. You're advising all the other organizations who are going through digital disruption.
I think that when you think about transformative CEOs and transformative executives, they have a vision and they believe in that vision, and they will always try to be knocked off that vision. Somebody will try to knock them off that vision. The board, other leaders, the marketplace, they will always try to knock them off that. But the ones that really believe in transformation know that what happened in the past is just a jumping off point for the future. And that a lot of people are afraid of change and transformation because it's not easy. And the leaders that I've respected that have changed industries are the ones, like, look at Elon Musk. The guy's under constant pressure, but he's visionary. And he's created an amazing car, an amazing category. Now, he'll make some money eventually. Yep. But nonetheless, he's a visionary, and he's transformed the whole category.
So you've 1 minute left. You mentioned the word misfit with your interns. I didn't get that. I love your concept, but I don't understand the word.
Every intern class has a brand. It has a theme. It has an approach. It uses a different social platform to recruit. And this summer's theme was the Havas Misfit. It's based on a band, right? So when you think about cultural relevance and you think about bringing in entertainment and music, which is a part of our world with Vivendi and Universal Music Group, we branded it the Misfits.
Hey, you have time for one more 15-second answer. What is your advice to CEOs on getting creative right?
Break tradition in your category. For me, the CMOs and brands that are getting creative right are ones that break through the traditions of the category creatively.
And there you have it. Great having you on the CEO.
Robert, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.